This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a four-day visit to Japan and China. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interests and priorities and contribute to building fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security and sustainable development. He said that focus will be on shaping the next phase in India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership, which has made steady and significant progress over the past 11 years. He added that Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and he would endeavor to give new wings to collaboration, expand scope and ambition of India-Japan economic and investment ties, and advance cooperation in new and emerging technologies, including AI and semiconductors. He stated that the visit will also be an opportunity to strengthen civilizational bonds and cultural ties that connect the people of the two nations. Prime Minister Modi said that from Japan, he will travel to China to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of President Xi Jinping. He said, India is an active and constructive member of SCO. He said India remains committed to working with the SCO members to address shared challenges and deepen regional cooperation. He said he looks forward to meeting President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and other leaders on the sidelines of the summit. India and Bangladesh have agreed to intensify joint efforts to combat trans-border crimes, including smuggling, human trafficking, and illegal intrusion by enhancing vigilance, increasing coordinated patrols, and sharing real-time intelligence. The two countries stated this in a joint statement issued by Border Security Force and Border Guard Bangladesh after completion of the four-day Director General level Belt conference in Dhaka. The government has decided to extend the import duty exemption on raw cotton from 30th September to 31st December 2025. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said this decision has been taken to augment availability of cotton for the Indian textile sector. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, Chandrima Chatterjee, Secretary General, Confederation of Indian Textile Industries, said Indian textile industry is relieved with government's decision.
The Indian textile industry is very relieved with this extension of exemption, which also lowers the domestic cotton prices, which for the last 1 year has been higher than the international prices by around 15%.
India's industrial production growth, measured by the index of industrial production, accelerated to a four-month high of 3.5% in July this year due to good performance of the manufacturing sector. The country's industrial output earlier recorded this level of growth at 3.9% in March this year. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, the factory output had expanded by 5% in the same month last year. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Maharashtra and Uttarakhand today. IMD said similar conditions will very likely prevail during the next 2 to 3 days over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Telangana, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Kerala, Mahi, Konkan, Goa and northeastern parts of the country. The weather department has also predicted lightning with thunderstorm and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Jharkhand and Telangana for the coming 3 to 4 days. In shooting, India won a double gold in the men's 25-meter standard pistol individual and team events at the 16th Asian Championship at Shymkent in Kazakhstan yesterday. In the individual event, Rio de Janeiro Olympian Gurpreet Singh secured the gold medal, with Amanpreet Singh winning the silver. The duo also led the country to victory in the team event alongside Harsh Gupta to bag the yellow medal. The other gold medals of the day were won in the 50-meter rifle-prone junior team and 25-meter standard pistol junior team events. With this, India's overall medal tally has risen to 82, including 44 golds, 20 silver and 18 bronze. France, Germany and the United Kingdom, known as the E3, have triggered a 30-day process to reimpose UN sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. The move starts a countdown at the UN Security Council. And that is the end of this news bulletin.